You don't need rockets or planes. You don't need buses or trains to tour the world. Somebody
cancel those rockets, scratch the planes, ban the buses, take off the trains, take off, take off. Now then, it's just you and me and your radio, right? And it's the Big M, Summertime Monitor 72. Second Sunday in the month, named for Roman Emperor Caesar Augustus. We used to call him Big Augie.
Wrong!
Anyway, here we are together again, but enough of this lovemaking. Let's have the music. Here's Daniel Boone and Beautiful Sunday. This is a good record. You'll like this one. Daniel Boone and Beautiful Sunday. Yes, indeedy. You know, we just had a call from Cincinnati. A friend of mine, Fred Sanderson out there, just called to say he's sitting on the banks of Lake Erie watching the fish die and listening to me here on monitor. And it could be worse, you know. It could be that Fred Sanderson just sitting on the banks of Lake Erie fishing and listening to me die. And I'd rather... Well, actually, I would... I don't know. We'll leave it the way it is. No, let's clean up that Lake Erie. I intend to go out there and walk on it. Listen, man in the street, are you ready? All right. We have an interview, a probing interview, conducted during a recent convention of the American Medical Association.
What do you do, sir?
I'm a physician.
Ah, and a doctor. In your line of work, do you believe in having the right tools and that call for inspection should be made at the proper time?
I don't know what you're getting at. What do you mean by that?
Well, extra care and engineering. When you have a patient leave your office, a body leaves your office. Like a body leaves a Chrysler Corporation plant?
Yes.
When that body leaves your office,
yes,
to go out into the world, how do you want that body to live?
To function as maximally as possible.
And it's the same at the Chrysler Corporation. They use 4,000 welds in a unibody. And in all their cars built in North America, they use torsion bar suspension. GM uses torsion bars only in Cadillac Eldorado and Oldsmobile Toronado. Chrysler Corporation inspects, and the inspectors are checked then by other checkers. Extra care and engineering in every Dodge, Plymouth, and Chrysler. What's your medical opinion of all that?
Can't really give you a medical opinion about it.
Okay, then how about a driver's opinion?
I think you're better off with a Chrysler than a doctor.
Ah, do you hear the bells are ringing again? The bells are ringing for me and my monitor tip for cookout cooks. Or cooks. Always keep a pan or bottle of water handy after you put the meat on the charcoal to broil. You see, sudden flames can flare up and can be cooled with just a light sprinkling, not a splashing. Also, a flick of water on yourself if you're getting hot under the collar, you see, would help. Of course, everyone's drinking your booze and eating your food. And you've got to do the dishes, and all of a sudden there's no one there but you. And somebody picked on your wallet. And after all, you're not even wearing trousers. This word tells you why. I want you now to listen to a rather good tip.
Sweetheart, what kind of charcoal briquettes are these?
Well, I don't know, Cookie. There's something I got on sale at the grocery store.
Well, they just won't light, and we're going to be late eating again. And I keep saying, only Kingsford charcoal briquettes because Kingsford lights fast. You don't have this kind of trouble. How many times have I said, Laura, look for the red, white, and blue Kingsford bag? Kingsford! Kingsford! Can't you remember that, sweetheart? Oh, now, where are the steaks?
The what?
Oh, my goodness.
How many of you folks are ready for a big mama, huh? I mean, not a little mama, a big mama. All right. Well, we got... Actually, it's Mama Cash. She ain't heavy. She's my mama. And if you're going to break another heart, baby, well, you call Christian Bernard. Mama Cass, the Tony Galento of pop music, and if you're going to break another heart, darling, break mine. And now, never a dull moment on Monitor, my darling. For instance, in just a few moments, we'll go down under. Yes, with Francis Colton, right here on the Monitor Beacon. I say, there's the Boeings, and that means a Monitor tip for travelers. You keep a small bottle of white vinegar in the glove compartment. You see, it cuts grease and oily stains on the windshield better than anything else. Now, if your windshield is always clean, then keep a small salad in the glove compartment to go with the vinegar. Now, this word for travelers.
The ice cream people at Howard Johnson's have made a startling discovery about ice cream people. There are two kinds. plain, and fancy. And this summer at the Howard Johnson's Ice Cream Festival, we're catering to both of them with special festival glasses and special festival menus. For the fancy folks, we've got gobs of gooey delights and concoctions like mint chocolate in a peppermint drizzle, or any five flavors in a tasty tester, or a Swiss treat, a banana royal, or a big black cow, a deluxe sundae, and oodles of others. For the plain ice cream person, we've got what we've always had. Howard Johnson's 28 naturally delicious flavors in single dip, big dip, and double dip cones. This summer is an ice cream festival at participating Howard Johnson's restaurants. Drop in and find out what sort of ice cream person you are. Who knows, plain ice cream person? You may be fancier than you think, or vice versa. Howard Johnson's, the ice cream people.
Next on Monitor, we have travel and vacation expert Francis Colton, brought to you by Hertz, the vacation rent-a-car company. Now, Francis will be along right after this very important message.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know how many different kinds of rates Hertz has?
No, I haven't the foggiest.
Well, Hertz has daily rates, weekly rates, weekend rates, pay-nothing-per-mile rates, special holiday rates.
I'm really not impressed.
But with so many different rates to choose from, you're more likely to find the rate that's right for you, and you're less likely to waste your money on a rate that isn't.
The money isn't of any consequence to me.
Oh, you must be very rich, sir. What do you do?
I own a rent-a-car company with only one rate.
Oh.
And now travel and vacation expert Francis Colton.
Australia has been called the lucky country, and when you get there, it's very easy to understand why. In Sydney, it has one of the world's most attractive cities, a composite, in fact, of many of the things we American city dwellers have always dreamed about as the good urban life. Sydney's climate is almost perfect. There's plenty of sunshine, and spring-like weather carries on throughout most of the year. And then, of course, there is Sydney's harbor, surrounded by a shoreline that adds up to about 150 miles because it's filled with indentations, bays, coves, promontories, peninsulas. People live around the shoreline, using the harbor as a natural playground for swimming, boating, and surfing, as well as a commuter's lane. All day long, the ferries come and go, an unending stream of boats, which carry about 50% of Sydney's population to work. Imagine how much pleasanter your own life would be if you could go back and forth to work in a boat instead of in a stuffy train or a traffic-jammed car. Melbourne is the other large city, and it's one that's competitive to Sydney. And it has an entirely different atmosphere. It's leisurely, filled with fine houses and large gardens, and there's a sense of the old graces and a compelling Victorian charm. During the Melbourne Cup races, a feverish week given over to some of the best horse racing in the world, a party atmosphere takes over. From Melbourne, you can drive along a highway lined with Australia's eucalyptus trees to Narangal, a sheep station that takes paying guests. It's a unique experience to stay in a large Australian house that is in the center of an enormous sheep station. The tab for a day is high, but you're treated as a family guest and sit around a family dining table as though you were an old friend. In the north of Australia is the world's most beautiful coral formation, the Great Barrier Reef, and its clear, blue, glorious waters offer some of the best snorkeling and scuba diving anywhere, plus an incredible variety of tropical fish and fantastic coral. Yes, Australia, and I've just mentioned some of the highlights, is a lucky country indeed. Australian people are open and easygoing, and why not? Out of a continent as big as the United States, they are living a life stirred by hope and a sense of the future's promise. Why don't you go there and see it for yourself? This is Francis Colton, and I'll have a bonus travel tip right after this from Hertz. If you're lucky, you get to take a vacation in the South Pacific once in your lifetime. So if you don't get out and see all the places worth seeing the first time you go, chances are you'll never see them. And like most places, the best way to see the South Pacific is by car. Well, Hertz has some special vacation packages with American Airlines that'll let you drive around and really see the places you visit. For example, once American flies you to Fiji, you could pack a lunch and drive a Hertz car out to your own beach for a picnic. In New Zealand, get out to Christchurch. It's an incredible garden city where you can hardly see the houses through the flowers. And how could you go to Australia without going to a wildlife sanctuary to see some kangaroos and koala bears? To reserve a quiet Ford or other good car from Hertz on a special South Pacific vacation package, Call American Airlines or a travel agent and see a part of the world most people haven't. And now for that bonus travel tip. Australia is in the midst of an art boom, and Sydney has the world's largest art gallery, the Bonython. Although prices are rising steadily, many things are still cheaper here than in our large cities or in Europe's. Till next weekend.
Travel and vacation expert Francis Colton has been brought to you by Hertz, the vacation rent-a-car company.
There's an old Australian stockman lying dying. And he gets himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his mates who are gathered around and he says, "Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed all together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Keep me cockatoo cool, curl. Keep me cockatoo cool. Oh, don't go acting the fool, curl. Just keep me cockatoo cool all together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
And take me koala back, Jack. Take me koala back. He lives somewhere out on the track, Mac. So take me koala back all together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Let me abos go loose, Lou. Let me abos go loose. They're of no further use, Lou. So let me abos go loose all together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
And mind me platypus duck, Bill. Mind me platypus duck. Oh, don't let him go running amok, Bill. Just mind me platypus duck all together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Play your didgeridoo, Blue. Play your didgeridoo. Like, keep playing till I shoot through, Blue. Play your didgeridoo. All together now,
tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Tan me hide when I'm dead, Fred. Tan me hide when I'm dead.
So we tanned his hide when he died, Clyde. And that's it hanging on the shed all together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
All right, I love that one, don't you, eh? Rolf Harris, he is, and Tie Me Kangaroo Down from Down Under. They got kangaroos there, you know, platypuses and ducks and things like that. They in the out country, you know, they got in the bush country, they do wild things with animals. Yeah, I think they marry them, too, sometimes. A man works all day in the bush and comes home and says,
"Where are you, you old bat?"
Ain't no different here, is it, eh? Oh, you're just... Oh, please,
blows the whistle,
you're gonna have some great iced tea.
Great iced tea. Rich, refreshing, recharging every time with the Lipton Flow Through Tea Bag. It's like two bags of flavor in one. Not more tea, more tea flavor. Make it by the pitcherful. Lipton Flow Through Tea Bags to make iced tea great.
Brisk, brisk, brisk. Lipton Tea.
We've got a new one for you, Jerry Ross Symposium, and it's called Duck, You Sucker. It's from a motion picture called Duck, You Sucker, I think. Isn't it? Long picture, actually. It takes 24 hours. It's a all-day sucker. Oh, they're coming after me, I think.
Ooh,
guys out there in the hinterland.
You dirty rats, you get ready for the station breaks, yes.
Now listen, if your station manager is a dirty rat, we'll get him, so don't you worry. All right? Okay, coming up now in just a moment or two, I want you to all give your right names and do it with a lot of enthusiasm because this may mean, of course, New York. That's right. Are you ready?
All right, you punk, you. You deserve 10 years for this bad impression.
Second Sunday examines the suburban sprawl, the wedge between city and suburb, industrial growth, and racism in the suburb. On Second Sunday, today on NBC Radio.
If you can't afford college, you'll never get a good job.
Wrong. Today, there is a crying need for technicians. And you don't need 4 years of college to become a well-paid technician. All you need is a year or two of technical training. For information, write Careers, Washington, D.C. That's Careers, Washington, D.C.
You say you've got the in-laws visiting, and so far the conversation hasn't threatened to become brilliant. You say your wife's already nagging you about the big fur sale ads in the Sunday papers. Tell you what I'm going to do. You just settle back, relax, and enjoy Neil Diamond. What's that? Because of me, she doesn't want a fur, she wants a diamond. Sing and Play Me, it's a good song, a new one, too. Not, you know, a week so. Bert Comfort's orchestra and Cracklin' Rosie. I mean Rosie, Rosie. I mean Cracklin' Rosé. I mean Rosé, Rosé. I got a big mouth, you know that?
She was morning and I was nighttime. I one day woke up to find her lying beside my bed. Softly said, come take me, for I've been lonely in need of someone, as though I'd done someone wrong somewhere, but I don't know where, I don't know where. Come lately, you are the sun, I am the moon, you are the words, I am the tune, play me. Song she sang to me, song she brang to me, words that rang. What was right became me. You are the sun, I am the moon, you are the words, I am the tune, play me.
Thank you. Real people really know about STP oil treatment. Like volunteer fireman Bill Andrews of Sonora, California.
When I do answer the call to the firehouse, I haven't got the normal amount of time to let the engine warm up. And when I start the car, why, the STP oil treatment's right in there lubricating. Car has 107,000 original miles on it. I think STP extends engine life.
Taxi lady?
Yes, thank you.
Where to?
The airport, please.
Hope I make it. You feel how this thing's running?
Could be just a dirty carburetor.
So?
So you should use STP Double Power Gas Treatment regularly. It helps clean your carburetor and even the pollution control valve. Huh. It's got power to clean with power to burn.
What is this? A commercial with Dolly Granatelli?
It will be as soon as I tell Andy about it.
STP Double Power Gas Treatment. You'll really feel the difference.
The monitor sound.
Take it off, Charlie.
Well, sometimes I get carried away. Hello there, you lovely people, eh? We got a hazy, lazy, crazy day of summer. And my name is Ted Brown. Cuddly, lovable, very simple, good mind. Some say simple-minded. Anyway, we're going to have some fun, I hope. We'll have a lot of good things happening. Commercials, naturally, good music, plenty of wonderful things here on monitor. Some great sports anecdotes from Joe Garagiola, who's working topless today. And he'll talk about Ben Hogan, all-time fantastic golfer. And I taught Ben everything he knows about golf. Yes, indeed. Head down. That's right. Open your stance. Come back easy with the club. Whoosh, sliced again. How about the Three Dog Night in black and white?
Ladies and gentlemen, we take you to a rap session of engineering students at one of our greatest Midwestern universities.
I think the younger market now is more selective in consumer goods.
A group of engineering students at a Midwestern university discuss quality products and guarantees.
As far as guarantees go, I feel that the manufacturer has to make it easy for the consumer to take advantage of the warranty.
It takes courage to back your products. But that's what we've done at American Motors. Our evidence, the American Motors Buyer Protection Plan. We're out to convince the new car buyer that we mean what we say when we tell you quality is the basic goal in the manufacture of every car we make. Our mid-size Matador is a prime example of what we mean. American Motors dealers everywhere are making great deals on these quality-built cars, yet still offering them with the finest backing you can find in our industry. Come in and ask about the Matador and the promise that backs it. At American Motors, if we couldn't build them better, we wouldn't back them better.
Time for a monitor tip for vacationers. Now, vacation volunteers are now helping to clean up the northern Pennsylvania city of Wilkes-Barre, but more help is needed. And they've even answered ads which read, "Spend your vacation as part of a volunteer crew helping elderly flood victims restore their storm and flood water wrecked homes. Local officials will accept vacation volunteers through the end of the summer." Think about it now. And now this tip for a cleaner America.
If you never saw the green grass anymore, 'cause it's covered up by litter from the folks there before you, what would you do? What would you do? If you never saw the sky, or the soot that's in your eye, or the garbage piled so high, what would you do?
You've got to pitch in to clean up America. You've got to pitch in to clean up America. 'Cause if everybody won't pitch in to clean up America, it won't be America
message for the people of the United States, from the people of the United States Brewers Association and Associated Industries.
Well, I'm going to introduce now a young lady I've been, well, you know, I've loved for a long time, and we've been friends, and she's a blockbuster, all right, Shirley Bassey. Shirley Bassey, and she's going to sing one of my favorite songs, an all-time Beatle tune, you know, and every chance I get to sing it, I do. You'd rather I didn't? You know, radio people can be cruel. That's it. I'm leaving. I'm no more.
If I can't... No, forget it. No, sir. If I can't express myself, if I can't for one moment just take maybe 15 seconds of your time...
Something in the way he moves.
Where'd everybody go?
Attracts me like no...
I love my wife, but oh, you kid. She's something, isn't she? Thank you, Shirley. Shirley Bassey, fabulous Shirley Bassey. I'm sorry I stepped on your last line, darling. But that's Shirley in Something. And I feel very badly that, honestly, you people can hurt me and the engineer hurt me because I did want to sing, and I wouldn't try unless I thought I could do it. I happen to be a fairly good basso profundo.
Funny, you don't look religious.
What? Oh, you're going to get it. Listen, Ben Hogan, pound for pound, one of the greatest tournament golfers who ever held a club. And Joe Garagiola has some fascinating stories and comments about Hogan coming up shortly, so stay with the in crowd right here on the Monitor Beacon.
You can be too old for hopscotch, summer camp and baby rings. You can be too old for many things, but you're never too old for Kool-Aid. It's never too late. You're never too old for Kool-Aid. You're never too old for Kool-Aid. You can be too old for marbles, hide and seek and red balloons. You can be too old to watch cartoons, but you're never too old for Kool-Aid. It's never too late, you're never too old for Kool-Aid. You're never too old for Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid brand soft drink mix. You're never too old.
Boing, 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 boing. Pets are traveling with you, huh? Pets and traveling do go together. I should say traveling and petting goes together. Oh, sexy fool that I am. Be sure your pet is accustomed to long hours in the car on the road. Now, if you have a poodle, you can manage him. If you have a 895-pound gorilla, he'll rest when he wants to. Now, this word for those on the road.
We're off to our picnic in the country.
Did you pack the sloppy joes?
Sure.
Forgot the fried chicken.
Didn't forget it.
Soap and water to go?
The wash and dries? Sure.
When you want soap and water to go, you want wash and dry. They refresh while you scrub, get you clean like soap and water, and they don't fall apart like napkins can.
Well, we're here.
I also packed those squishy jelly rolls you love so much.
I'm starved. What have you got the most of?
Wash and dry.
Well, now, we've got the gallery, and I believe in music. Let's get with it right now. Come on, enjoy this. Move if you've got the room.
I could just sit around making music all day long. As long as I'm making my music, ain't gonna do nobody no harm. And who knows, maybe I'll come up with a song to make people want to stop all the fussing and fighting long enough to sing along. If you know what I mean, people who believe in music are the happiest people I've ever seen. So clap your hands and stomp your feet and shake your tambourine and lift your voices to the sky. Tell me what you see. Hey, I believe in music. And love is the key to peace, hope, and understanding, and living in harmony. So grab your brother by the hand and sing along with me.
and lift your voices to the sky. Tell me what you see. I believe in music. Oh, I believe in love. I believe in music.
You like that, huh? All right, the gallery and I believe in music. I guess everybody has his own theory of his greatest thrill in sports. I guess my greatest thrill in sports was watching Jackie Robinson come down third base when he played for the Dodgers, you know, halfway down the line, man, and I mean really provoking the pitchers. Well, Joe Gargiulo recalls some of the greatest moments provided by one of the greatest all-time golfers. Joe, you ready? Okay.
Wasn't too many years ago, and I was talking to one of the great sports fans of all times, the New York restaurant owner, Toots Shore. Toots had a million sports memories, but this day he was talking about one of the great thrills that he had right in his own restaurant. Ben Hogan had come back from winning the British Open, and he was given a ticker tape parade in New York. After the parade, Hogan was to appear at Shore's for a luncheon. This was when Hogan had fought his way back to the top after most people had figured he would never play golf again. Toots says, "It was about the middle of lunchtime, and we were packed, both at the bar and in the dining room. And then Hogan walked in. There was no signal, nothing said, and certainly nothing prepared. The people who came to my joint were basically sports people, and they looked up and saw Ben Hogan. Almost to a man, they put down their drinks, and they applauded. Hogan stopped and looked around, and then he realized that all of this had been a spontaneous thing. He grinned and nodded, and everyone went right back to his drink. It all added up to one of the most touchy moments I ever saw in sports." Toots Shore was a friend of Ben Hogan's, and Toots never went for the descriptions of Hogan as a cold guy. Toots used to say, "He's a very warm guy, except when he's got a golf club in his hand. And the bad part of that is, the public meets him when he's got a golf club in his hand." Gene Sarazen has seen them all. More than that, he has competed against them all, from Harry Vorden to Jack Nicklaus. Ask Sarazen who is the best golfer of them all, he doesn't hesitate to say Ben Hogan. Sarazen says, "He was the best I ever saw, and if it wasn't for his automobile accident, he'd be the best around today." Ben Hogan is a great contradiction among American sports heroes. Mostly, fans tend to get behind the outgoing, colorful kind of athletes. Hogan was not one. Sometimes the fans go for the guys who have the flair to say the right thing, or at least be given credit for saying clever things. Ben Hogan doesn't fit in that group either. But guts is the thing that overcomes all the other considerations, and America knows that the Ben Hogan who wasn't supposed to live not only came back to play, but to be a champion. America loves Ben Hogan, and I think in his own way, Hogan knows that and loves those people right back. You can see it sometimes when Hogan walks up to an 18th green, and the gallery applauds. You can sense a very special relationship. And maybe because of that, Ben Hogan knows how many people are wishing him a happy 60th birthday today. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Boy, I'll second that. I'll drink to that, as they say. Thank you, Joe. I never saw Hogan play, but he was one of the greatest, if not the greatest. And like Joe said, if it hadn't been for that accident, boy, he would have done it. He certainly isn't a hot dog pro, that's for sure. And you know what a hot dog pro is, right? That's when you're gathered around the 18th green and they say, "Who's coming up?" And they say, "It's Gary Player." "Oh, great." You know? And then next one, "Who's coming up?" "Oh, that's the Golden Bear." "Oh, great, great." "Who's coming up?" "That's Palmer." "Great." And they say, "Who's coming up now?" "Lou Frino." Let's get a hot dog. That's
I didn't get it.
You didn't get it. I'll give it to you if you just stick around long enough. This is Donna Fargo and the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Good morning, morning. Hello, sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head. Why? Jangle clock so far away from the bed. Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next
to me as much as I love waking up next to you. You make the coffee, I'll make the bed, I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost nine.
There she goes, Donna Fargo, the happiest girl in the whole USA. Well, if you'd like to polish up your pickup technique, why, this message is especially for you.
Pardon me. Pardon me, waitress?
Yeah?
Could I ask you a question?
Hey, you one of them wise guys?
Oh, no, ma'am. No, I'm doing a survey.
Oh, yeah?
And I'd like to know what you think about pickups.
Oh, you are one of them wise guys.
No, not that kind of pickup. I mean a pickup truck.
Oh.
Do you know which pickup works like a truck and rides like a car?
You trying to get smart or something?
Oh, it's a Ford. Do you know which pickup has twin I-beam front suspension to smooth out the bumps?
No.
It's Ford again.
Okay, well, wait a second, hold it. One BLT to go, hold the mayo.
Oh, ma'am?
Yeah, go on with what you were saying.
Yes, do you know which pickup is available now at low clearance sale prices?
You sure you ain't one of them wise guys?
Oh, no, it's Ford again. During your Ford dealer's annual sell-down sale.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I can pick up a pickup during my Ford dealer's big selling sell down.
Right.
You know, you're kind of cute. I'll see you tonight at your Ford dealer's.
That's a cute pickup. Okay, a little hot butter and popcorn. What do you say, huh? Oh, come on, it's not too fattening. Have a little bit. Hot butter and popcorn, Ted Brown here, whose mouth hot butter wouldn't melt. And reminding you to stay on the line and stay informed. And MEC Monitor News, only hour is next. Are you there? Good show. Let me hear a B. Let me hear a C. Let me hear a boing.
Boing, boing, boing. When your baby's sick, you take his temperature and call the doctor, right? Well, unfortunately, not everyone can. In many areas throughout the world, there are no doctors to call. But there is hope. Project Hope. It began with a ship, the SS Hope, a floating hospital which has traveled the world over. It's staffed with doctors, nurses, and technologists who not only treat patients, but train medical personnel in the developing countries they visit. The Hope mission lasts 10 months. But when the ship departs, medical teams remain behind to continue the teaching programs. This gives others an opportunity to learn, and they learn in their own environment, working with their own people. Project Hope also has medical training programs here in the United States for American Indians and Mexican Americans. Help, hope, help others. Send a contribution to Project Hope, Room A, Washington, D.C. This is WNBC-FM 97.1 in New York.